It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
I feel bad for you. We should probably like record that and just throw it in the beginning.
No, I like doing it every time.
Do you?
Because I can put my own little spin, twist on it. And people can tell by the tone of my voice whether it's going to be a good day or bad day, or it's a happy podcast or sad podcast.
You always sound happy.
I know. It's the drugs.
It's kind of like a Simpsons intro. You know how it always changed what he was writing on the chalkboard?
Right. Always just slightly different.
Slightly. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Wrinkled Sheets. And you know what I thought of that we never do?
What?
We never go, welcome to Wrinkled Sheets. I'm comedian Steve Mudflap McGrew.
And I'm blonde Janet Blair.
And who are you in relationship to me?
Who am I in relationship to?
I don't know. That's what I don't know. You're the girlfriend. Hence what
the
says.
The girlfriend.
The girlfriend.
The girlfriend.
Yeah, because there's not more than one.
Oh, that's good to know.
Well, I thought you
might. I have it now recorded and it's.
Time stamped?
Yes.
Oh, crap. But I thought, because I was listening to a bunch of podcasts over the past few weeks and I realized.
And we just kind of jump in, don't we?
Yeah. Like a lot of people go, hi, I'm such and such. I am, you know, and I blah, blah, blah. And I'm John Davidson and I'm an expert on. And
Hollywood
you're listening
squares?
To, you know.
Yeah.
So we never do that kind of stuff. So new people that might tune in or just happen to, you know, click us. I wonder what this
we
podcast is about.
Remember to do that. Yeah.
This, you know what I mean? Because we've never go, this is a podcast between a guy and his girlfriend, and we just talk about weird shit all the time, and, you know.
We've been together over 3 years.
Yeah.
So, got some stability there.
Some. If you keep it, you're on the right track. You keep it up, girl. And
wow.
So.
Is that my report card?
That's your report card.
You know, I used to get in trouble when I worked in radio because I would forget to be like, and this is Janet. I would forget to introduce myself. Did you ever have that problem?
No.
You always remember.
But
to
I
say,
never had
this
to do. I never had to do the actual
intro.
You know, comeback intros because I was the second one. It was always like, hey, it's 98.5 KYJ. This is Kelly and Mudflap. You know, because you always remember.
Right.
I always did and Mudflap.
I don't remember that, but yeah.
That's how I had to say it too. That's how I was told it. Go and Mudflap, because they wanted the happy freak factor to the. That's what I was.
You're a happy freak.
Yeah, I was described as the freak factor on the show.
Well, that's a compliment, isn't it? You like being a little bit different.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't mind at all.
So. Okay.
But that was what I was told, and in the stuff that was sent out to advertisers and stuff is, you know, a description of each character is the female point of view, blah, blah, blah. And this is the dad and the Highlands Red. And then there's the freak factor.
That's kind of strange because when you think of country music, you don't think of freaks, you know, like that might scare people off.
No, but I think that's why our show was so good. I mean,
because
think about
different.
It now because it was totally different. That show was not our radio show was not aimed at strictly a country audience.
That's true.
Even though we were country fans, and I'm a big country fan, but anyway. So there, that's who we are. Introduction to the show.
We'll make it shorter next time.
Yeah, that was 3 minutes.
You threw that out of nowhere.
But that's
the
best. Like I said, and I've said it before, that's the best part to me.
You don't plan.
You don't plan. Just talk. Things come out. But then, like our last podcast, you were like, well, I don't know what to say.
I was a bit tired, and it was the middle of the week.
Oh.
A bit stressed.
That week.
Shut up. No. It was a bit of a stressful week, but now it's Fabulous Friday.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Friday follow. What else is Friday? What?
Friday?
Frisky Friday?
Flashback Friday? No. I know we talked about this on Wednesday. Is Flashback Friday for real? Or is that
I've
not
never heard of that.
I heard Flashback Friday. So.
Oh, because why would you do Throwback Thursday and Flashback Friday?
I can't. Maybe it's Flash Your Boobies Friday.
Go ahead, babe.
Those! Because Opie and Anthony, the radio show out of New York, they used to do Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah. They had wow stickers. If you put wow stickers on your cars, and if you saw a wow sticker, you were supposed to flash the driver.
Couldn't that get you put in jail these days?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure
And people would send them pictures to the radio station of the if they caught, you know.
Were they single men?
No.
I would not be okay if you were working on a morning show that had WOWs and you got pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
if I'm with you and you're comfortable.
Okay, I don't like when you throw that out there. Like, as long as I'm with you, I can act however the heck I want to act.
Isn't that what?
As long as I come home to you, I can go be a douchebag out on the street. No, not acceptable.
But that's what most couples are comfortable enough with each
other.
Are
you serious? No, they're not.
They're not?
No. And you're not an expert. You don't know.
What do you mean you're not an expert?
You've tried and failed several times, so obviously.
Well, that's. I know. And I was trying to, you know, help you out here because a new study, which I just saw today and I posted on Facebook.
Who conducted this study?
I don't know.
Don't come to the show unprepared.
I am unprepared. But a new study, it's on my Facebook if you follow.
If the man's happy, it's going to last forever.
That's what the study
said. Baloney.
It said people that have been married 39 years and longer usually were because it was the man's happiness. That so far, all the latest new stuff has been happy wife, happy life. But these longer couples, the study shows.
As long as the man's happy, it doesn't really matter. They're just going to last forever.
Well, no. See, you're putting female twist on it. Guys, I think the guys' needs, a lot of times in this day and age, have been totally, like, you know, overlooked.
What are the guys' needs?
I don't know.
You're the guy, dude.
I think just the whole thing, like, my parents have been married for so long. I think there's that whole give and take more of, like, you know, yeah, I'll get your dad, bring me a beer. Okay, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, instead of I get the attitude now is, what, are your legs broke? I work too. You know what I mean? I think there
was
a whole.
Do people really act like that, though?
I don't know. I think a lot of times now there's that whole feminist attitude, I mean, really deep-seated attitude of, like, if I'm not happy, you just get out.
I don't think it's as common as you're portraying it. Like, I'm thinking about my friends and their relationships, and I don't know many women that are like that.
Now think about all your divorced friends, not the ones that are couples. Think about divorced friends.
I only have a couple of those.
Uh-huh.
And no.
And I know a lot more divorced people, though.
Right.
And
the women are like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So why marry a woman like that? Or do you think they evolved into that?
I think they evolve into that. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole lot of, now I think a
bitter.
Whole. Yeah, a lot of bitterness. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a whole lot of people been told they have to. You know, you have to love me for the way I am, just the way I am, no matter what.
If you can't deal with me at my worst, you shouldn't be able to have me at my best. See? Marilyn Monroe.
See? That whole attitude.
How many times
attitude.
Was she married?
See?
Yeah. I know. But I'm not like that.
No,
we need
not.
To clear that up.
No.
People are listening.
It's
going,
like I told somebody the
second.
Other day, I'm so old, I remember when there was only one fat kid in school. And somebody goes, wow, you know what? You're right. I hadn't thought about that. You know, back if you think back in the 60s, 70s, early 80s, there was that one kid that got teased. Now it's like the one skinny one, and everyone's like, are you okay? Do you have an eating disorder?
We went to a school today, and there weren't that many large kids, but there were a couple.
There was a couple.
And they should not wear sweatpants.
They should not. That one kid stood up, and his ass fell out. Did you notice that?
Yes.
I was sort of embarrassed for him, but he was like, hey, whatever, I won an
he
award.
He was happy, yes. But yeah, so if your kid is a little bit bigger, that's okay, but don't put him in sweatpants.
Yeah, but the point of that going back to was, I think, was the same thing. You didn't see a lot more couples, both sides, tried to take care of themselves in the
right.
past. I mean, you think, look back at, I don't remember anybody going over to somebody's house when I was a kid and going, damn, your mom's fat. You know, I don't remember
I had
that.
The fat mom.
You did?
I did.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of sad.
But you're younger, too.
Yeah, I am. You didn't have to point that out.
But that's what we're talking about.
Right.
The time is...
Old school, yeah.
Has changed. And I think a lot of people have just gotten into the, you know, this is me. I don't have to work out. I don't have to... Where the old days, you read a woman's magazine, and it would all be like, here's what you need to do to keep your guy. Here's what, you know, get back in shape after the baby. And now it's like, this is what I look like after the baby. If you don't like it, you can fuck my dick. You know
Dang.
What I'm saying?
Wow. You're a little bitter when it comes to women, though.
I am?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be honest. I don't think people are... I don't
think
it's bitter
like
as much as...
focus on the negative side. Because there are women like that.
But I think the whole thing's negative. I think that's why there's so many people break up. It's the whole Oprah, the positive is being pushed on you guys.
Right.
You know, like, you take care of you. You're number one. You're instead of going, it's equal. You read Dr., what was her name that you used to read all the time?
Dr. Laura.
Dr. Laura. It was always about both of you guys taking care of the couple and care and feeding.
And I think there are plenty of women out there that have that belief. But there are a larger number than used to be that don't, that are selfish, very self-centered. You see it in the way that they act with men. You see it in the way that they act with their kids. I see where you're coming from, and that number has grown, but I don't think it's, I think you're kind of casting a net over women are like this now when they didn't used to be. But women in general are not like this. I'm not like this.
No, I'm not. I know. That's
I'm thinking of my girlfriends. There's a lot. There's no one I know that's like that.
Really?
That I'm friends with.
That you're friends with, but you know them. You know the ones that couldn't find the guy. They got the attitude.
Right. I have known women like that. They've been married a few times.
Yeah.
And yeah. But I think you cast this big net when you speak. I don't think you feel this way. I think when you speak, you're like, women these days. And that's casting a big generalization.
Well, I understand that.
And it makes those of us that aren't kind of be like, dude, seriously?
But I don't understand your of that, because you'd be like, no, I'm not. That's the point. Like, it feels like people get really defensive about it. Because even you're like,
because
I'm
not.
I know, but just go, I'm not. But you're getting defensive. Like, all women aren't like that. You just go, yeah, I'm not, but I know what you're talking about. Do you see what I'm saying?
Maybe if we weren't on a podcast, I would do that. But I'm trying to explain myself.
Right. But do you see what I'm saying? That there's this whole kind of, there's this whole attitude of like, well, you're attacking us. No, I'm trying to say, if you looked at things a different way, people have this attitude of everybody's attacking somebody today. Like, if it's not just a discussion, it's an attack.
Everybody has that?
Don't you think so? You could talk politics, and you're attacking their politics. Or if you say something, why are you attacking my religion? No, I'm having a discussion with you. Do you see what I'm saying? They have that defense is already up in so many people about everything.
Right. I could see where there are a lot of people like that, yes. Yes. What?
I'm just waiting. I just let me...
Gotcha. No, you told me to just say, okay, I could see where...
No, I'm...
not explain, because then it sounds like I'm being defensive.
No,
I'm not trying to be defensive.
I understand that, but you're not having the conversation. That's what...
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, what? How do we get off on that?
I don't know. It was about the study about...
Men need to be happier and focused on.
Right.
Yeah.
Which was, if I had it, I didn't know we were going to talk about that. I thought we were going to talk about tattoos and how to tell how old somebody is.
Look what happens when we try and plan. That's why we got to stop right now and review the movie that we saw this week. Because we're going to get to 45 minutes and be like, we forgot to review the movie.
Okay, so let's do that.
Is that okay with you, Mr. Man?
That's perfect.
Are you happy?
Make me happy with a review.
All right, I just want to make sure you're happy.
You go first.
Okay, so the movie is called Bad Words.
Yes.
And I had
Jason Bateman.
Yes. I had seen the preview before. If I hadn't, hearing the name Bad Words, I wouldn't understand what it was about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
I thought it was going to be all about a lot of cursing and dirty words.
Right.
When it was actually about...
It was
more about a spelling bee and words.
It was so deep. Like, even seeing the preview, like, I'm like, okay, it's about this adult that decides to take on kids in a spelling bee?
Yeah.
Freak? Like, I was
like,
not
what does he have to prove? That's what I thought.
Again,
what's this going to be?
Right.
What's he have to prove?
I was not looking forward to... I was like, what? And it's Jason Bateman's directorial debut, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's been in the spotlight since he was a kid, right?
Yeah. What show was he on? I can't remember.
His sister was on Family Ties.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I can't remember what I mean, I know that he's been around forever, and I've liked him in almost everything, but after this movie, I like him even more. I thought he was great in this movie.
He really was. He really was. And he plays a guy named Guy Trilby, and he's an unlikable character. There's not really...
When it starts off, you think, he's kind of a real
75% of the movie, you're kind of like, what the hell? What is wrong with him?
And the way he talks to children?
Mm-hmm. And so in a recent interview, he was asked why he wanted his character to be so unlikable. And he said he stole that from Arrested Development, which I've never watched. Have you?
That's no, but that's his big sitcom.
Okay. So the show's creator said to all of us in the cast that you got to take the challenge to say nasty things, but somehow behave in such a way or capture a certain look in camera that shows some vulnerability in the character or some ignorance as opposed to hatred. Which I think he did perfectly.
Oh, I thought he was great.
Because he said some bad things to really kids. Really bad. To mothers.
That thing when he... we won't give this away because I always say I hate to give things. But his tirade to that mom in the diner is hysterical and so mean at the same time.
Yes. It was... Yeah. He said that one of his favorite shows growing up was All in the Family, mm-hmm. So he kind of relates it to Carol O'Connor's character, Archie Bunker.
Right, who kind of had that racist attitude.
Yeah.
That's why he tells that one kid, give away that one line, hey, shut your curry hole.
Yes, but you don't hate him because it's kind of like he comes across as ignorant and stupid.
Right.
But, yeah. I want to say it was a really good movie, 3.5 pillowcases out of 5.
I will give it 4.
Really?
If not 4.5. Because I thought, okay, this is going to be good. But when I laughed out loud in the first part of the movie, I mean, I laughed out loud a lot. And it takes a lot to make me laugh. So I really enjoyed this movie. And I thought it was better than we thought it was going in. And I mm-hmm. thought it's more of a movie. It's a touching movie, not just comedy.
And it's, again, one of those movies that has one of those kids actors that you're just like, I love him.
I love him.
I want to see him do more and not grow up.
Yeah.
At the same time.
I don't have his name handy. Do you have, is it there in front of you?
Yes. I have a list of all the people that were in the movie. It is Rohan Chand.
He was great.
It's Chand. And he plays Chaitanya Chopra.
Or, as he gets called in the movie, Slumdog.
Yes. And Allison Janney's in it. I didn't know she was going to be in it. She is on Mom.
You
sitcom.
When we went into the movie, you were like, I don't know anyone. Jason Bateman. And then you're like, I know who that is.
But Allison's name on the cast list is like all the way down like 6. And so you would kind of expect, especially her role wasn't tiny.
No.
You would expect it to be up at the top. And then Catherine Hahn, who also played in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, which is mm-hmm. one of my favorite movies. She co-starred in it.
So we're saying, go see this movie.
Go see it. And it comes out everywhere today? It was released some places before today.
Yeah, it got limited release, and then I think here in Colorado it's opening today. So yes. Check it out. Find it. Google
it. It's worth seeing.
And go see it.
I don't think I've seen much about it, so I'm a little sad.
I haven't either. I think it's going to be one of those that they're doing the word of mouth. I think it will blow up, though. Because
mm-hmm.
I posted, I tweeted, I did all the stuff with the bad word they gave us after the movie. Remember, they gave us
a card. Yeah, you did very good.
Thank you.
I did not. I'm a slacker.
Okay. So now let's go to the...
Women?
The tattoos.
Oh, tattoos.
You have that there handy?
I do.
Because I thought this was pretty interesting.
So, yes. Yes. So Miley recently got a tiny yellow cat on her lip.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that?
On the inside of her lip.
And then she tweeted a couple of days later about how the yellow was coming off. And I'm like, really? You're surprised? And she put another picture and she like tweeted to someone. I'm wondering if it's the person that did it. I don't know.
Well, don't your lips sort of probably just shed much more than your regular skin does?
I don't know. She's kind of crazy.
She's a freak. And but anyway, that's Harry's, the trendy.
Yes. Harry Styles has lyrics to Careless Whisper on his ankles.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a little weird for a dude.
For a straight dude.
So there's been trends when it comes to everything, but there's also been trends when it comes to tattoos. So you found this article about how to tell...
somebody's age by their trendy tattoo.
Yes. So, starting off, a dolphin... And it's probably on your hip, and likely age of about 37. I don't know anyone with dolphin. Do you? Ever?
Yes.
I don't want to talk about it.
No, I'm not saying ex-girlfriend. I think I've seen one before.
Okay.
Because those were kind of popular for a while.
Yes.
They were the symbol of the ocean and the one world and all of that kind of stuff.
Oh, see, I don't remember that. I do remember Pamela Anderson and her barbed wire.
Uh-huh.
You know what your likely age is if you have that?
No.
36.
But she's older than that. But that's probably that age where it fell in that thing. Okay.
So, and it could indicate that you may be a hardened criminal who's weathered time in jail, or you may just be a little prickly, whatever that means.
Well, I think that was supposed to show her wild renegade side.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
After Baywatch?
Right.
Okay.
Because that was her breakaway. Right after Baywatch, she did that movie.
Barbed wire.
Then she got that, like, showing how wild she was.
Yeah.
Now, the other one is tribal symbols. Tribal symbols often appropriated by celebrities, and most will remember that the trend last went mainstream in the 90s when all the super fit guys started getting large designs or Celtic symbols on their upper arms, like Robbie Williams. You remember him? British singer?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I do.
Or Vin Diesel.
Or The Rock. Yeah. Actually, I used to have a joke about the tribal symbols. When you see somebody with the tribal symbol, I go, oh, what tribe are you? Are you Apache? A Comanche? What? It was because...
And say the whole joke.
Huh? That was the joke.
Oh.
What tribe are you? Because there is no tribe. That was the...
Oh. I thought you would, twist words like douchebag tribe or something. Okay.
No, that was it. Sorry. It's not a joke if you have to explain it. Maybe that's why I never worked and I don't do it anymore. But the average age on that was 35.
There we go. Do you want to do the next one?
You can do the next one.
Chinese letters. I don't know anyone with Chinese letters.
I see a lot of it.
So I guess thanks to Sporty, Scary, and Brittany, everyone wanted Chinese lettering on their back or top of the shoulder. Or on the back of the neck. Okay, I have seen that. Or on the bikini line. But, you know, I never understood what they meant. And how do you verify what they meant? Do you have Chinese friends that go with you to get tattoos and make sure they do it right?
I don't know. Because I've always thought that was weird. Because you don't know what they say. They could, if they misspell it, it wouldn't matter. Or what if they just wrote something wrong on it? Like, you know.
Spoon.
Or I like young yellow boys or something on your arm. You know?
Okay, so the likely age for Chinese letters is 34.
Red devils. I don't know anybody with a red devil. Do you?
Mm-mm.
I don't know at all, but that has something to do with soccer. And the average age of that is 33. And since neither one of us know that, we'll skip that one. But this is a definite one right here.
Lower back butterflies. I was this close to getting a lower back butterfly with like the design that goes out from Oh my gosh. My friend had the tribal tattoo on her lower back.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted a cool butterfly. My other friend got a cool butterfly, but yeah. So the trend was recurred throughout the decades, but it was last seen in the early noughties when girls got butterflies inked across their lower backs. We all know what these were often called.
Tramp stamps.
And the likely age is 30, which sounds about right. My friends that got them were a couple years younger than me, and I'm 32.
Oh. I know some older people that do it, and it's just not good.
No.
Yeah, like I saw an older woman, I swear, the other day, like probably in her 60s or 70s with a fresh, you know, tattoo. You can always tell older tattoos because they kind of fade and turn that mm-hmm. weird kind of blue ink. This was a newer tattoo on, like I said, 60, 70. Like, I guess that's cool.
Right.
But it seemed a little weird. Now, this one...
Remember when I wanted stars down my side?
I know.
I love stars.
Star tattoos.
It's my favorite shape.
And if you got stars tattooed, you're probably got them on your arm, your neck, or your foot.
Yes.
And your likely age is 29.
All right, next one is tattoo sleeves, which I have never been a fan of.
Ever?
No. They're not exactly a new phenomenon, but when Prison Break aired between 2005 to 2009,
mm-hmm.
It inspired a whole new craze for creating a sleeve of tattoos. Most ran out of enthusiasm or pain relief at a sleeve, and the likely age is 26.
I think I've seen sleeves more than...
To get a replica of that guy who had the all full body tattoo, it would take 200 hours.
Oh, that's the guy from...
Prison Break.
Prison Break, yeah. Yes. 200 hours. How much pain...
He has that much time.
And pain. Oh, here's one for you. Script.
What does script mean?
What does it mean? It means you've got some kind of writing or saying put on you.
Something meaningful written on your inner arm or foot. Or it could be in Hebrew. Yeah. So mine's a little bit different than that.
The Beckhams have theirs in Hebrew.
Mm. Or, what's the likely age?
Yeah. A lot of them like the foreign language, much like the Chinese and stuff.
Again,
is the same.
How would you know what it's saying?
Again, or a quote from Shakespeare like Megan Fox. And yours is a script.
It is.
And it says,
we live with the scars that we choose.
Average age 32.
No, it's average age 25.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm younger. I'm younger. I act younger. Well, that's probably not good.
So you got... Oh, wait.
What?
This next one. Lips and rib etchings.
Fingers, lips, and rib etchings. Okay, Billy Ray Cyrus and his wife, Tish, they got ring... tattoos.
Mm-hmm. So did Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee, I think.
Ooh, that's embarrassing.
Right. Those are bad because you stuck with it.
So I guess these days it's all about where you get the tattoo rather than what you get. In fact, what is getting increasingly surreal, just like Miley, are the places that people are getting them. Like their fingers, under the ribs, and now inside the lip. The lip sounds painful. The average age, 19.
19. But it says now people are starting to get them where they're able to easily hide them.
Right. That's where I got mine. Like, no one really sees it.
Well, yeah. But in the point of a tattoo, that you want somebody to go, hey, cool art. Who's your artist? Where did you get that
Maybe
done?
Maybe that's your goal, not my goal. Only certain people that know me in an intimate way.
What was your goal?
I really liked the quote after... Uh-huh. The last few years of my life, it was a really meaningful quote. And I just wanted to remind myself. And
what happened in the last few years of your life?
No reason to get into that. This is a fun podcast.
Okay.
Woo! Why would you do that?
Bang, bang! Woohoo!
What are you bang, banging?
I'm putting the fun back in it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look, wow. Rain, the cat, has come out to check on us.
No, he's yelling at me because his door is closed.
Oh, and I thought maybe he was upset because I'm holding Butterfly, the dog, and she came wide awake when the cat came out.
Yes.
All right.
Before we go, we have to talk about the 8 laws to keep women in line.
Right, that falls in perfect with the other stuff.
Why?
I'm kidding.
So as it's loading, it's kind of like one of those articles that, you know, these laws that... are ancient.
And the laws that have been on the books for like...
Right.
Since the 1800s and
right.
stuff like that.
So okay. Some of these are a little silly. You liked this first one. I think it's just because the word boobs in it.
Okay.
In Cleveland, it's illegal to show underboob.
What? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. As long as side boob's okay.
You like side boob?
Side boob's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's wrong with
and,
side boob?
Additionally, an ordinance called Prohibited Conduct bans serving patrons while exposing any portion of the female breast at or below the areola.
Wonder what caused that law.
I don't
wonder what angry wife went into to Hooters and said, This cannot happen, no.
In Massachusetts and Idaho, you can't have unmarried sex. I foresee a lot of dads moving there with their teenage daughter.
Right. Especially the guy from Houston who killed that guy from kid.
Being in the
daughter.
But that was the daughter's fault because the daughter said she didn't know him.
Who's this? I don't know.
Right. My iPad locked up. So I think that's it.
Oh.
It's not scrolling anymore.
Oh, there was...
Wait. Here we go. In states like Louisiana and Alabama, the sale of sex toys is prohibited.
You can't get a dildo there?
Who uses that word anymore?
It's in the dictionary. What do you call it? What do you call it?
My happy place.
Your happy place?
I don't know. I made that up. I don't know what you're talking about.
But where do you call it?
I don't know. Stop it.
No, seriously, what do you call it?
I don't know.
You went to these parties.
It's my adult toy.
You went to these parties.
Yeah,
where
it's
they
an
have,
adult toy.
What do they call them when you go to the party? What are the person that is pulling?
There's the panther. There's the fox. There's the squirrel. There's the butterfly.
I'm holding the butterfly in my lap right now. Ooh, ooh.
In Florida, Michigan, and Mississippi, you can't live with your boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
We would be.
We should go there.
Are you trying to kick me out?
Kidding.
Now?
God.
Wow. Every podcast, you try and pick a fight.
Next law.
In one California town, you can't wear high heels without a permit.
That's so you can tell. That's a hooker law, I bet. That probably has something to do. That's a look at the hooker heels on that one.
Wow. And they say it's mainly because of liability.
Oh, might twist an ankle at a at a business or something.
Mm-hmm. In Massachusetts, you can't advertise birth control through the mail.
Freaky laws.
They're in magazines and stuff. As per North Carolina's definition of rape, you can't change your mind after giving consent. So after you say yes, you can't say no.
Well, that kind of makes sense. Because I could see where you'd be like, well, I'm really disappointed in this. This was not good sex. So I've changed my mind. Could you see where? Like,
I guess, yeah.
Or you've given consent after a few drinks at a bar, and then you get back and go, ooh, I slept with him?
Right. In South Carolina and Mississippi, it's a punishable offense to make a marriage proposal and not follow through. That's right.
Well, that's... Repeat that so guys hear that and know. Never say it unless you mean it.
Right. That was from The Bachelor, remember?
This year?
Nikki's dad was like, do not propose to her unless you mean it.
Unless you are
100%. And he kept throwing that around.
I'm just being honest here. Well, my Juan Pablo is
saying, all right.
It's all right. I'm just being you.
It's okay. It's okay.
You could tell me anything. You can talk to me.
Be honest. Lots of honesty.
That's this. Okay. But we honestly have to go now.
Peace out.
We got to go. Where can they get a hold of you?
PinkBarb27. Yahoo, Twitter, Facebook.
Uh-huh. Talk about the Wrinkled Sheets Facebook page, because we hardly ever promote that at all.
And that's where we post a lot of the links to the show. We're on facebook.com/wrinkledsheetspodcast.
You almost said.
I did. Or you could find links to it on my Facebook and on your Facebook and our Twitter.
Mm-hmm. We need to post more stuff on Wrinkled Sheets, like more pictures and funny kind of picture jokey things, and make people go to Wrinkled Sheets more.
Yeah. Be more entertaining,
yeah,
Mr. Entertainer.
Yeah, because we always just seem to just post the link to the podcast on Wrinkled Sheets.
Is that bad?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Let us know what we should be doing with our Facebook. Maybe we should let people take over our Facebook for a week.
We need more feedback.
That would be fun.
You
be our Facebook person for a week. Could that be dangerous?
That could be very...
Never mind, I take it back.
Yeah. All right, we got to go. We'll see you on Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean...
Spreaker.
Podomatic. I heard we were on. Like, just find us and
we're
follow
everywhere.
Us. Go to iTunes and subscribe. And we need a little review on this show, and that helps move us up the chain on iTunes. And last week's show got some good numbers already. So that's good. I think people...
Are we going to wait to post this one, or are we going to post it?
I think we should just post it.
Okay.
Just
maybe you should post it tomorrow on Saturday while I'm working.
Okay. I'll do that. Mm-hmm. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good weekend.
And the cat's in my lap. See ya.
Meow.